Okay, good morning. This is Örjan Fried speaking, and I'm gonna run through some slides, and I will quote on which number I am talking, so you know which slide I'm on. This is the agenda. We start with some Q3 highlights, the third quarter highlights.
Page three.
Page number three. Operating revenue is 488 million SEK. It's a decrease with 18%, and this line, I would say, is the major headache of us running the operations. We are dropping in sales. This is a little bit less drop, though, than earlier. So we are addressing issues there, that we are kind of turning the trend a little bit. EBITDA, 104 million, and if we adjust it for the one-time ops in the quarter, which is because of the change in management, we have 126 million EBITDA and a margin of 25.8%. So those two figures, the turnover and the margin, those are good figures if it wasn't for the drop in the sales, so to say. The majority of the message here, or the most important message here to the market, is that with this agreement with the banks that was struck in 2014, I think, with the previous management and previous board of directors, we had a bank agreement, which we will have problems to fulfill by the end of this year regarding the covenants. And by mid-next year, we will have the difficulties to amortize the bank loans at the pace that we have now in the agreement. Board of directors have initiated negotiations, and we are in the middle of those with the consortium of the banks, six parts, so it takes more time than we would like it to take. But nevertheless, we're in the middle of those negotiations. We are of the current opinion that we will finalize these negotiations and find a solution. So that's, I would say, the most important issue regarding the capital structure of the company. Next page, addressing four important initiatives, page four. We are working intense since the new board of directors entered in April with a business proposition to modernize and have a value proposition to the market that stops the drop in top line. That work is going quite well. We are already this autumn going to launch part of this new offering to the market in the proof of concept. And we're also changing this model to a contract-based or subscription-based model, so we don't have to regain the customers every year, have a more like a subscription base. That hits the cash flow, but it gives a lot of better sales performance. We also work on the traffic generation because our business combines the two things: traffic that can deliver value for our customers, and the customers to pay the presence on Inwido. The thing that company has been quite successful with during the last years is actually addressing the cost base to the lower revenue streams. We still do that, and that's what you see in the report as well. We can defend a decent EBITDA level. We continue to do that and focus on cash flow. Corporate structure and capital structure, that is a part of these negotiations with the bank that we are in the midst of. So these are the four kind of most important issues that the board of directors and I, as myself and the management team, are working on. Next page. Gonna give you some flavor of the new customer offering, just to understand where we're heading as a company. This is now page number six. Inwido has a history of a very, very strong sales operation. We do have selling ads on Inwido.se on the other sites where we operate. Very strong sales push culture. That is not the way the digital market is driving. The digital market is more like a pull business. You don't see that many salesmen on Google, for instance. So what we're doing now is changing a little bit our business offering towards this pull base situation. Next page, page seven. We are striving to be the natural digital marketing partner for SMEs. That means, in clear sense, that we should not only sell our own products, presence at the Inwido sites, we will also sell other products, part partnering with other companies, so we will be the natural partner for small and medium-sized companies who don't have the very strong marketing department, who don't have the skills and knowledge exactly how to maneuver in this kind of fragmented digital landscape. You should never forget that the majority of the customers of companies like Inigo are the small and mid-sized one with a marketing budget of less than 50,000 SEK. So we are striving to get that position, and we are starting to add more partner products into our business offering. And we do that already this autumn. So next page 8. We see two parts of our business offering. The one that goes to the customers, then you can see us as a small media agency for small operations, small businesses. And the other thing is that you, as a user of our services, as a consumer, the marketplace, you have to drive traffic to our customers. So those two initiatives are we now putting in the market. The first one you see on the page looks like a spider. Then you can see, you can visualize that we have a market offering that brings to our customer, like Facebook, Google, Twitter, Instagram, Yext, a lot of services, not only Inigo, which gives our customer base a one-stop shop solution towards their small operation. So this is the market concept that we are now launching this autumn. The next page is more like the traffic generator. Now this is visualized like a telephone on which we have this Inigo map. In this telephone world, you can see business offerings, you can find restaurants, you can make bookings on hotels, you can do a lot of things as a consumer that drives traffic to our customer base. Inigo has been, over the years, been fairly good in this part of our development. So our applications are very good. When I came to the company, I felt more like a number and name company. It is not. It's a company where we can find a lot of good information and drive a lot of traffic to our difficulties has been to capitalize on this to our customer base. But these are the two offerings that we are launching. And if you take the next slide 11, you can visualize where we come from. We come from the history of Yellow Pages, where we were the natural partner for all small and medium-sized companies. They were printed in the catalogs. Today, we have a very strong and fragmented market. It's difficult to navigate if you're not a very strong digital knowledge. We have that knowledge, and we see a situation where we can be the supplier to our customers. In November, we're going to launch a product that gives you a presence on all sites on the internet with the right address, telephone number, opening hours, whatever, just by connecting to Inigo. That's a small step into this solution of being the one partner that can help small and medium-sized company in the marketing and the digital landscape. If we continue to traffic and new launches, one of the strengths that we have is the traffic base. We often get the question, why should we be at Inigo? We can be at Google. Never forget, with the traffic that we have with 8 million unique visitors per week, we are one of the traffic generators that gives you a high ranking or high hits in Google searches as well. So being having a lot of traffic is very important for a company like Inigo, and we have that. And that is stable over the years. It's difficult to keep that volume in this fragmented world, but we have continued to do that. We have also shown that clicks on leads are rising, so we actually can deliver more value to our customers. Our historical problem has been to communicate and capitalize that towards our customer base, which we see in dropping revenues. But we have substantial and good traffic. We have also, during the quarter, launched some new features in our telephones. I don't want to give you all these details here, but you can try the app yourself and you will find that in this telephone app, you find the map, you can find a lot of interesting things close where you are, like restaurants, like ATM machines or whatever you need. So this is something that is going to be, it is already much better, and it's going to develop over the years. We have also introduced more functionality in ratings, which is a popular thing on the net. In the quarter, we have added TripAdvisor and Yelp to our offerings. If we go to page number 16, when I came to the company, we had long-gone discussions, and we launched now in September, which is the decision taken before me, of a new CRM system. And that has been a very, very good thing for the company, going from the old kind of catalog business to a new modern sales CRM system on which we can put all the new offerings and also enable us to save a lot of costs. So this is a very strong kind of cost reduction and market platform on which we can put our new offerings. And that is already launched in the company, and now we just add new products on it. The first one is this Inwido Connect that will come out in the market in November. Then I will stop there and come back later on questions, and I will hand over to Fredrik, who will run through some more details regarding the figures. So we switch over to page 18. Fredrik, the word is yours.
Yes, thank you, Örjan. My name is Fredrik Sandelin, and I'm the CFO of the group. Now I will take you through the financial details of our Q3 results. The overall message is that we are still facing a reduction in revenue, but at a lesser pace than in previous quarters. Total revenue in the third quarter amounted to 488 million Swedish kronor. That is a reduction with  18% compared to the same quarter previous year. It is still a high number, but last quarter, the reduction was as high as 22%. For the four last quarters, the reductions have been in the range from 20%-22%. Digital revenue is down with 14%. Last quarter, the corresponding number was 20%. Here, for the last four quarters, the reduction has been in the range from 18%-20%. For desktop and mobile, that is our core business and by far our largest segment, revenue is down with, I would almost say, only 12%. Last quarter, we saw a decrease of 16% for this segment. For the last four quarters, the reduction has been in the range from 16%-20%. For complementary digital products, the reduction in revenue this quarter compared to corresponding quarter last year is higher. It is 31%. The large decline is mainly explained by our decision last year to sharply reduce the sales of Google AdWords as a result of weak profitability. As mentioned earlier, we have renewed our agreement with Google and have now started to sell it again, but in a more profitable way. Revenue from print declined with 31% and from voice with 21% as a result of the shift to digital search channels. Reduction for print is actually less than what we saw last quarter. As mentioned before, our big challenge is to stop the decline in digital sales. Focus is now on stabilizing the customer base through various activities mentioned earlier. Please go to the next slide. This graph shows the revenue split between our different categories. Digital revenue now accounts for 73% of the total revenue. That is an increase from 70% at the end of third quarter 2015. The relative share of print is 9% compared to 11% at the end of Q3 2015. Voice is relatively stable at close to 20% share of the revenues. Please go to the next slide. This bridge explains the reduction in revenue in absolute terms between the different years. Even if there is still a reduction for desktop and mobile revenue, the number is smaller this quarter. Last quarter, the reduction in absolute terms was 66 million, and now it's 44 million, and the quarter before that, the decrease was 74 million Swedish kronor. Please go to the next slide. This slide shows the level of revenue allocated between our different countries. Sorry to say, for our largest market, we see the largest decline compared to the same quarter last year. Excluding the print and voice businesses, the reduction in Sweden is 20%. In Denmark, we have been successful in our win-back activities, leading to a lower reduction than in the other Scandinavian countries. Excluding currency effects, Poland is stable between the years. Please go to the next slide. Even if revenue is down with 18%, we have been able to defend our EBITDA margins. Adjusted EBITDA margin is close to 26%. That is the highest adjusted EBITDA margin we have seen since the third quarter in 2014. This quarter, we are hit by the cost of changes in the management team. We can see that our cost reductions have a clear impact on profitability. Total operating costs were 446 million Swedish kroner, lower in the first 9 months in 2016 compared to the same period last year. Please go to the next slide. The important message on this slide is that despite falling revenue compared to the corresponding quarter last year, we see an adjusted EBITDA that is close to last year. We also see a positive operating cash flow. Please go to the next slide. As you can see on this graph, our net interest-bearing debt in relation to EBITDA continues to decrease compared to the end of last year. 30 convertible bonds have been converted during this year, but none in the third quarter. Of the total 500 convertible bonds that were issued, 164, or 33%, have already been converted into common shares. That was all that I was going to say about the results for the third quarter.
But I think we have ran through the presentation that we prepared, and then we can open up for a question session.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question for our speakers, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. The first question is from Richard Lingmark. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
I understood from you that regarding a reconstruction which was blown up in the papers just now, this risk is quite little, as I understood from your speech now. Or you think that you will reach an agreement with the banks?
Well, the board of directors' current position is that we will come through and reach an agreement, and that was just the straight answer to a question: what happens if you don't? But the board of directors has an opinion right now, and that is that we will finalize this in a good faith. But, of course, you don't know. But that's the opinion we have.
Okay. What does it mean with the adjustment of the company's capital structure? Is it that you want to get rid of this preference shareholder shares in some way? Or?
Well, you have to take a look at the whole balance sheet with preference shares and convertibles and normal shares and the loan situation and have a total re-engineering of that situation. That is what it means, actually.
Oh, okay. In the papers also, I've seen that you have said that there have been different companies wanting to do business or maybe buy things from you. Has there been any bid on the company as its whole? Is that something that, since the stock level is so low now, has there been any bid on the company?
We are not negotiating with any bidders on the company, no.
No. Will we see any... as I understand, you have technings of Kroner now in the company, in the board of directors and in the management team, but you don't have any stocks in the new management team. Is there, this, I think, is very important that the management team is buying because the Teknings of Krona has the lower risk in case of a nyemission if you give out new shares, I would say.
You have a point there, but I can't comment that. When we entered the company, we had the opportunity to buy Teknings of Krona, and so we did, and that's it. We are now in a situation where we engineer the whole balance sheet, and before that is done, we will probably not do anything about that.
Is it because you can't or because you don't?
You can't do that in the situation that we are as we speak, as a big insider.
Okay. Okay. One question from me. You say that the downhill turn has also gone down a lot the last quarter. So you see that trend also for the future, that it's flattening out, so to say. Mm.
I didn't really catch the question. You mean the drop has been less in top line? Is that what you're saying? Yeah, that's correct. And we have addressed that with the new management on the sales side. And we see actions there that kind of mitigates that with the old offering, so to say. And then on top of that, you need during next year, we're going to add new offerings. So we are convinced that we're going to stop that drop and kind of bend the curve. The question is how and when.
Okay. Thank you for that. That's all questions from my side.
Thank you. I remind you that if you want to ask a question, you will have to press 01 on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions at this time. Please go ahead, speakers.
Okay, then I think if we have no further questions and no more comments from my side, I thank you.
We just received two more questions. Would you like to take it?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, the next question is from Jonas Mikestrom Investments. Your line is open.
Thank you. My question is that in the Q2 report, you stated that you may have to take further measures to comply with the covenants in the loan agreements, and that those measures will be taken in the first quarter of 2017. Can you tell us anything about what measures you are planning to take in the first quarter?
Well, I can put a bigger picture on that question, because what we communicate in this report is that we will have difficulties to meet covenants in Q4 2016. So the measures that we are taking is quite simple. We have a negotiation with a consortium of banks to have a different agreement than the present one. So that's the measure that we're taking. Apart from that, we're, of course, addressing the company's profitability situation on running operations. But on the balance sheet side, on the loan side, we are negotiating to have a different bank agreement.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Richard Lindmark. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Yes, one more question. I saw in the last owner sheet that there is someone called Per Helander that has bought 14.5 million shares. Do you know who that is? Is that someone that...
Well, he's not a personal friend, we have tried to reach him. He has invested in the company, but we have no dialogue around that with him. So he is an outsider, and we're trying to get hold of him.
Okay, that's all from me.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time.
Okay, do you think we should, no more questions? Should we finalize this conference? Is that okay?
Okay, there are no more questions.
If so, thank you for listening in and give us those questions. Thank you very much and goodbye.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may now disconnect.